Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Worship Learners podcast. We're so glad that you found us, and we hope you enjoy your time with us. Just a quick note. This is the very first episode, and when Daryl and I started, we had a plan for the podcast, but what we didn't have was a name. And so in this episode, you'll hear us refer to the podcast as the Live Worship Podcast. However, upon reflection after the first couple episodes, we decided that name wasn't necessarily reflective of what we're trying to do. The thought is that leaders are always learning. Leaders are learners. And so worship leaders should be learners also. And so that's where Worship Learners comes from. But we refer to this first episode as the Live Worship Podcast. And Daryl even drops like a tag for it. Don't be confused. It is the Worship Learners podcast, and as such, we were learning, learning how to do a podcast, and learning how to come up with a name. So, just a note that the Live Worship podcast will be what you hear for this and maybe the first or second subsequent episodes, but beyond that, we changed to Worship Learners, and that's the name we're sticking with. So, don't be confused, and again, we're so glad that you've joined us. Hope you enjoy. All right, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Live Worship Podcast. My name is Matt, and I'm here with my boy, Daryl. So what's up, Daryl?
What's up?
So this is episode zero for the Live Worship Podcast. We're just literally throwing spaghetti noodles against the wall to see if this bad boy sticks. And so, welcome. We're glad that you're here, and hope you'll join us for the journey as we figure out what this is all about and what we're doing. So Daryl and I both have some background in leading worship and have done it for a lot of years between us. Daryl, how long have you been leading worship?
I would say over 15 years.
So some of the people that are listening right now were in diapers when you started leading worship, Daryl. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, I've got like 20 years. I started when I was 17. I've got more than 20 years, Daryl. I started when I was 17. I'm almost 40. So 22 or so years leading. But I think what Daryl and I both have that we share is that, we don't lead on huge stages and we don't lead in front of like massive congregations on Sundays. Our experience is in what we would call mid to small size churches. And I grew up in a mid to small size church, a church of about 150. Those are the typical churches I've served in over my tenure in ministry. And so we both like just have a heart for that size church and for worship leaders who are leading in those size churches. So why we started this was to say, hey, you know, we've got some experience here. Learn some lessons, learn some the easy way and mostly some the hard way, make some mistakes and learn from those. And out of those experiences and out of that background, just wanted to share it with anybody that might listen and could use some encouragement, some help, some resources. Because here's what I find, and Daryl, you can probably speak to this too, but what I found is I've led and one of the things that I pride myself in is being a guy who just tries to find, I try to be as resourceful as possible. Like what I'm looking for is who is doing this, who's doing it well, and what can I learn from them? And, so in my search for that, what I found is that a lot of guys will put stuff out, but these are guys who have larger churches, larger budgets, larger teams. And, there's certainly something that I can adapt from those kind of guys, but it's not directly applicable to me. A lot of times I would have to really like work through it. Daryl, has that been your experience? Like, as you've kind of looked at, I guess, the world of worship leadership and people who are doing this, what have you found?
Well, I think I've done a little bit of, I've done that, but I've also looked for the churches that are doing it well in my neighborhood or in my reach, that I could actually go to their events or go to wherever they're playing at. So I used to go to a lot of church events and group church events where like multiple churches come together and kind of see what they're doing. I mean, I got connected with musicians, so it kind of gave me like a inside track Okay, Daryl's here. Come on, come hang with the band. Even though I don't really play instruments, I straight up just sing. So I would just kind of get connected with musicians, and that would be like my inside track to see what's their inside out. But I feel like going to somewhere where I could actually reach and touch, and I know that they're doing it on a high level, really helped me, because I could also reach it and touch it at the same time.
Yeah.
Unless that makes sense.
Yeah, totally. Totally. Yeah, sometimes just being surrounded by people who are doing it well and networking with people who are doing it well, super helpful. So I think the other side of that is that sometimes it can be a bit overwhelming to see what some people are doing and then to think, man, they're doing that. I don't have that ability. I don't have that kind of thing. And so I think what I've done throughout my tenure as a worship leader is try to figure out the balance. Okay, they're doing it this way, but I have what God's given me. This is the team that I have. This is the size church I have. This is the congregation I have. How can I make it work? How can I use my resources to make it work? So I know that can be, you know, overwhelming sometimes for folks. So that's what this show is really about, is trying to just help resource guys like me and Daryl, and just give some ideas, some thoughts. We want to encourage you through scripture. We want to encourage you through experience. And then, you know, who knows what this turns into, but maybe it turns into a community of guys who just support, encourage one another. That would be just the best case scenario. Daryl, you have thoughts about, like, man, what you'd hope?
I mean, at best, I mean, if this turns into Christian Comedy Central, I'm with it. No, I'm just joking. I'm just joking.
I'm here for that too, Daryl. I'm here for it.
Oh, can't wait.
The truth is, we have no idea what this will turn into, but Daryl and I are just friends, and Daryl knows a lot about podcasting and I don't. Daryl probably knows a lot more about worship leading than I do. And so we're going to learn from each other. Nothing else happens.
Facts. Can't wait for that.
So here's the way I hope it goes. And this will likely morph over time. I've never done a podcast before, so we'll see. But a couple of things that I hope to include: we want to talk about some certain songs from week to week. What are some new songs and some old songs that we're, you know, just really enjoying, or that we feel like is working for our congregation, or is really great in our personal worship? That'd be great. So we'll talk about songs. We'll talk about resources that we use. So I have probably just off the top of my head, probably 10 resources that I use on a weekly basis to help me plan, that I go to when I'm trying to be creative, when I'm thinking about worship. And so Daryl and I will highlight some of those resources that we find helpful, that maybe you already know about or maybe you don't, that you could find helpful. I hope to do some interviews from time to time from church leaders from all different backgrounds, all different denominations, all different walks, to get their insight. We know, Daryl and I both know, we ain't got it all figured out. And so hope to get some insight from folks who are leading on a level. And then perhaps most importantly, we want to give some scripture. So Daryl and I plan to share scripture that means something to us that week, that God's used in our life that week, just to bring encouragement. Here's what I know, is that the best thing that I have to offer is what God's sharing to me through his word. If I can share that with you, then that's the best thing I can bring to the table. So we'll include some of that. Am I missing anything, Daryl? Anything else we're going to include in this thing?
I don't think so. I think you hit the nail on the head. Everything sounds about right.
It will include some mindless and aimless banter along the way. And maybe we'll crack some jokes.
I'm here for that. Here for it. I'm here for that.
And if I'm not careful, if I throw out a sports reference, we'll not get Daryl off the topic. Daryl, have you done a sports podcast before? Didn't you do a sports podcast at one
Yes,
time?
We attempted, and it's not as consistent as I was like it, but I did attempt it.
The good news is Daryl is a New York sports fan, and there's not a lot to talk about on that front. So anyway,
wow,
as a Jets and Knicks fan, I mean. Who else am I? I mean, we're not include, like, you're a Mets fan, right?
Yeah, I mean, the Mets actually have a good squad, but go figure. Corona happened.
Yeah, that's right. The one time they actually have some promise and they shut the season down on you. Nice. You see, anyway, I told you it was going to devolve into a sports podcast. Look at me. I'm doing it. Well, listen, we hope that you'll tune in to the Live Worship podcast next week, episode 1. What we'll do is we'll spend some time just talking about ourselves a little bit, let you get to know us, a little bit more about our background, our experience, and we'll dive into the different segments. We'll talk about some songs and some resources. We'll share some scripture. So that'll drop next week. So tune back in, Live Worship podcast. Here we go.
Remember to live worship.
Tag. I love that.